So why was Appalachia the way it was? Because of where the original inhabitants of the region came from. The so-called American backcountry states, stretching from the Pennsylvania border south and west through Virginia and West Virginia, Kentucky and Tennessee, North Carolina and South Carolina, and the northern end of Alabama and Georgia, were settled overwhelmingly by immigrants from one of the world's most ferocious cultures of honor. They were Scotch-Irish, that is, from the lowlands of Scotland, the northern counties of England, and Ulster in Northern Ireland. These regions were known as the Borderlands, and they were remote and lawless territories that had been fought over for hundreds of years. The people of the region were steeped in violence. They were herdsmen scraping out a living on rocky and infertile land. They were clannish, responding to the harshness and turmoil of their environment by forming tight family bonds and placing loyalty to blood above all else. And when they emigrated to North America, they moved into the American interior, to remote, lawless, rocky, and marginally fertile places like Harlan that allowed them to reproduce in the New World the culture of honor that they had created in the Old World. To the first settlers, the American backcountry was a dangerous environment, just as the British borderlands had been, the historian David Hackett Fisher writes in Albion Seed. Much of the Southern Highlands were debatable lands, in the border sense of a contested territory without established government or the rule of law. The borderers were more at home than others in this anarchic environment, which was well suited to their family system, their warrior ethic, their farming and herding economy, their attitudes towards land and wealth, and their ideas of work and power. So well adapted was the border culture to this environment that other ethnic groups tended to copy it. The ethos of the North British borders came to dominate this dark and bloody ground, partly by force of numbers, but mainly because it was a means of survival in a raw and dangerous world.